Major League Baseball's regular season ends this weekend. The New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox play three games beginning tonight to decide who's division champ. The games are at Boston's Fenway Park. That's where commentator Susan Orlean found one tradition that got her wondering.
Life is full of mysteries. I've been living in Boston for 2 years, and I've come across many of those mysteries here. For instance, why do people in Boston boil their meat? Why are they so fond of whale embroidery on their pants? And then there's the singing in the middle of the eighth inning at Fenway Park. Of course, every baseball game includes singing, the national anthem, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. But at Fenway Park, the mystery isn't the singing, it's the song.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin'.
Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. Mid-tempo, middle-brow, middle-aged, and yet it's the sing-along anthem of Fenway Park for reasons to be named later.
Wasn't the spring.
Everyone at Fenway has a theory, or a theory about the lack of theories about why Sweet Caroline is sung here at every single game. Take Bob Decoto, a retired teacher who now gives tours at Fenway.
It does strike me as odd, and I'm really a researcher. I research everything, and there's no President Kennedy's daughter, Caroline, okay, and from Massachusetts, but I have no idea, okay, at all right, where the connection is, why the eighth inning and what have you. Do you know?
Well, no, I didn't. So I went to find out. I started with Megan Kaiser, who programs the music at Fenway.
There was a fellow who worked in this department before I came who had a daughter named Caroline, and when she was born, they played it as kind of a celebratory anthem to this new little girl.
Like I said, everyone has a theory. This is Megan's third season with the team. By the time she started, Sweet Caroline was already a tradition, but it was Megan who took it to the next level.
My first year, I played it almost every game, but not every game.
Mm-hmm.
It hadn't yet become the Sweet Caroline that it is today.
Oh, really?
And since that time, we've gotten to the point where I started choking down the sound at two different parts in the song so you could hear the fans singing. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Let's see.
This is the part. Good times.
Bop, bop, bop.
Oh, sorry.
Good times. And this is your part, ready?
So good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
And again, so really any idiot can sing that.
There it is, yeah.
Ouch.
Wait, what was that?
I did wonder whether any of the Red Sox could explain the mystery of Sweet Caroline. I stopped pitcher David Wells on his way into the dugout, or should I say I tried to stop David Wells, who was about to walk right past me until he heard
the song Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline?
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, yeah. Of course, who wouldn't like it?
Does it surprise you that it's a Fenway anthem? I mean, it has nothing to do with Boston, really.
I don't know, it's catchy. And then they just go with it, so.
Well, whatever. Of course, Fenway's resident musician, organist Josh Cantor, had his own notions.
It's a silly, cheesy song, but I think it's a fun song when everyone sings along with it.
Yeah.
Even the fan I was sitting next to, Michael Cardis, could offer only an existential explanation.
Started one time, it felt right, and it continued, and now every time I'm here, it's like clockwork. You know what's going to happen, and it's great. I love it. It's my favorite part of the game.
His favorite part of the game? People pay hundreds of dollars to get Red Sox tickets, and their favorite part of the game is singing along with Neil Diamond?
I'll play that song even at home when I'm watching the game on TV after a win, yeah.
Sometimes he dresses like Neil Diamond.
Wow, these guys were very serious. By this point, the game was underway. The Red Sox were giving a good spanking to the Kansas City Royals. The crowd was buoyant, and the middle of the eighth was drawing near. Everyone was warming up their vocal cords. Finally, the big moment.
Here we go, ladies! Here we go!
Touching you.
Beautiful. And yet, I felt unrequited. I still felt the need to clear up the Sweet Caroline mystery, and finally, I did. I spoke to a woman named Amy Tooby, who had been the music director before Megan Kaiser. It was Amy who started playing Sweet Caroline. The reason? She just liked the song. That's it, she just liked the song, and when she played it at Fenway the first time, 8 years ago, people went crazy.
Good times never seem so good. So good! So good! So good!
so good, so good, so good, so bad.
To believe they never would.
I've been inclined to believe they never would. Oh, no, no.
Susan Orlean is a staff writer at The New Yorker magazine and the author of The Orchid Thief. Her latest book is My Kind of Place. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.